I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. New Mexico-based writer Andrew Burrell has made a name for himself with short stories. 20 of his have appeared in national publications. In February, however, Andrew debuts as a novelist. Heavy Metal, his first, is this year's winner of the Autumn House Press Fiction Prize, offering publication to writers Autumn House believes will be the important voices of their generation. Andrew Burrell is with me now. Andy, welcome.
Thank you.
Heavy Metal is one week in the pretty harrowing life of a 15-year-old boy, Danny. He is an intensely sympathetic character, and you've written about him before.
Yeah, the novel started as a short story of the same name, Heavy Metal. It was published in a journal called the Jabberwock Review, and when I decided to take on a novel, I thought about what short stories of mine I had that there might be more to tell. And I thought, I'm going to tell more of Danny's story. The short story is more or less chapter one of the novel. There is an ending, but you do wonder what's going to happen to Danny. What I decided to do was just have him wake up the next morning and see where the story took him.
Danny is a kid that I think, unfortunately, most people would not notice, would ignore. Did that draw you to him?
Yeah. Some of the early readers have said that the novel kind of addresses a character that might otherwise go overlooked, and that was an interest in mine, of a boy that might otherwise fall into the shadows and not be noticed.
With a 15-year-old protagonist, many publishers would label Heavy Metal a young adult novel. But you make no mention of that. Did you purposely not want it to be a young adult novel?
I didn't think about it as I was writing. This was the first time I attempted a novel, and I thought, I'm going to write the story I want to tell. I wanted a story that would appeal to adults and to young adult readers. And when I was trying to get it published, people would present it like, is this young adult? They would ask that question. And so I read a lot of young adult fiction after I had written the first draft, but it always seemed a little bit different. I mean, young adult literature tackles a lot of really adult themes, as Heavy Metal does, but it did seem a bit darker in some ways than...
Your novel.
Yeah, than a lot of what I was reading. As I was writing it, I never really thought how it would be marketed or labeled. I just wanted to write the story I wanted to, that was coming out of me.
It is dark.
Yeah, but I also wanted to inject some hope into it. People have used the word tender. I think that's what I was going for, a novel that was sort of simultaneously punched to the gut, but also one that had a tenderness to it.
Danny has an encyclopedic knowledge of heavy metal bands. I'm assuming you must have some sort of knowledge yourself.
Yeah. When I grew up, I listened to a lot of hard rock music, and my musical tastes have broadened and expanded, but I still really like a lot of those old bands I listened to. So it was a lot of fun to relive those, the cassettes, and to think about those that that Danny has.
Andrew Burrell teaches creative writing at the University of New Mexico, and his first novel is Heavy Metal. It will be published in February by Autumn House Press, the winner of its 2016 Fiction Prize. More about Heavy Metal at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.